Good afternoon, everyone. I'm delighted to welcome you to our Spirit of 1848 session on social justice and the politics of global climate change, governance, political ecology, and health equity, global, national, and indigenous perspectives. My name is Nancy Krieger. I'm chair of the Spirit of 1848 Caucus and also professor of social epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health. The focus of the Spirit of 1848 Caucus concerns the inextricable links between social justice and public health, which we address in relation to three topics. First, the politics of public health data. Second, the history of public health. And third, progressive pedagogy. These themes are evident in the lineup of our Spirit of 1848 sessions, for which in this conference we've opted to focus on what we call the politics of global climate change, social justice, sustainable economies and ecologies, and health equity. In particular, this integrative session addressing all three of our Spirit of 1848 foci intends to spur integrated and critical public health thinking and action regarding the critical twin tasks of, first, envisioning and creating equitable and ecologically sustainable economies and ways of living that can afford everyone the possibility of living healthy and meaningful and dignified lives, and second, combating global climate change and the corporations, governments, and global institutions who push for and profit from political economies premised on fossil fuel and the non-sustainable exploitation of earth, sea, animals, and plants, along with human labor, for non-sustainable production of material commodities. The session's three speakers will grapple with these complex issues from the perspectives of three different but interconnected levels of governance and accountability: global, national, state, including, for example, in the U.S., federal, regional, local, and also indigenous, tribal, or First Nation. Each presentation will be historically grounded, analyze current realities, and offer ideas for next steps we in public health can take to address the politics of global climate change and its collective and differential embodied consequences for the world's peoples and the other species who also inhabit this earth, as shaped by power relations and property inequities underlying the social divisions between and within the global north and global south, including in relation to class, nationality, indigenous status, immigrant status, race, ethnicity, and gender. Before we move into the body of the session, I want first to flag the other sessions that the Spirit of 1848 has organized and is co-sponsoring for this year's APHA conference, noting that there are still a few more that you can attend tomorrow, including our morning session on progressive pedagogy, climate change, sustainability, and health equity, our lunchtime poster session featuring student posters on social justice and public health, the afternoon session we are co-sponsoring on comrades and health, focused on U.S. health internationalists who over the course of the 20th and 21st century CE have worked in other countries in solidarity with efforts to advance social justice and public health, and who in many cases have brought back to the U.S. the lessons gained from this critical work. The evening is the Health Activist Dance Party that we're co-sponsoring with the Occupational Health and Safety Section at the Bell and Hand Tavern that starts at 9. And before this, our evening business meeting, where we discuss plans for the coming year, and we invite you to come and join us in our planning. This year, our business meeting will be a little different than usual because we'll have an extra special hour featuring the presenters from one of the presenters for today's session, which is Winona LaDuc, who is joining us tomorrow night from 8 to 9 in a special evening with session that we're honored to be co-sponsoring with the APHA, American Indian, Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian Caucus in room 157C. Also, before going any further, let me comply with the APHA policy and affirm that none of our speakers today have any, quote, personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation, end quote, during the last 12 months. Probably for many of the positions that we represent, it would be highly unlikely we would have such conflicts. That said, I do, however, have one plug before I introduce our wonderful and spirited panel of speakers, which is to keep folk in touch throughout the year. We encourage you to sign in and become a member of our Spirit of 1848 listserv. This is an email listserv that we dedicate to postings that make explicit justice between issues of social justice and public health, not just one or the other. You'll get a warning message in that case. I suspect several of you already subscribe. The information on how to do so is on this listserv. It's also on this web page. There's also a sign-in book at the back of the room that Pam Waterman is holding up in the back there, where I encourage you to sign in if you want to add your name to the listserv, put down your email, and then we'll be in touch with you about getting permission to include you. Also, we'd help if you informed your colleagues about the existence of this listserv, because the more that we communicate among and between ourselves about concerns linking issues of social justice and public health across many different domains, the better off we can be in understanding our connections to each other and the work that we're making. Because it really is only by making these connections and educating ourselves and each other about them that we will make the difference we want to in this world. So now let me get to the heart of this presentation of today. Our three speakers have given generously of their time to share with you their insights and experience about the politics of global climate change in relation to different aspects of governance and social justice, tackling the themes of political economy, political ecology, and health equity from the standpoints of global, national, indigenous speakers' perspectives. Each speaker will offer us a 20-minute presentation followed by 25 minutes at the end for question and answer exchange that I will moderate. The overall goal is to expand our understandings of the issues and politics involved and the actions we can take individually and collectively to address this critical issue of our times in context, in solidarity, with intellectual honesty, integrity, humility, and courage. And so our first speaker today will be Dr. Michelle Davis, speaking on health equity. I'm going to introduce them all in a row, as you'll understand and see in a moment. And so our first speaker is Dr. Michelle Davis, who will be speaking on health equity and social justice, lessons from Hurricane Sandy, which, as many of you recall, happened just slightly over 1 year ago when many of us were at the APHA last year. And it's also when I first spoke with Michelle about the possibilities of doing this session. Presenting a perspective involving issues from U.S. federal, regional, and local governance, Michelle currently holds the position of Regional Health Administrator within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services New York Regional Office, noting that the region, Region 2, in which she serves, includes New York, New Jersey, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. She's also been president and vice president of the Black Caucus of Health Workers in the American Public Health Association and also a governing counselor for the epidemiology section of APHA. Our second speaker is Winona LaDuke, who will be presenting on climate change, public health, and indigenous people. A graduate of Harvard and Antioch universities with advanced degrees in rural and economic development, Winona has devoted her life to protecting the land and life and ways of Native communities. In 1993, she helped found Honor the Earth and has served in the leadership position ever since of the organization. In 1994, Time magazine named her one of America's 50 most promising leaders under 40 years of age. In 1997, she was named Miss Magazine Woman of the Year. She served as Ralph Nader's vice presidential running mate on the Green Party ticket in the 1996 and 2000 presidential elections. An enrolled member of the Mississippi Band of Anishinaabe, LaDuke lives with her family on the White Earth Reservation in northern Minnesota. Unfortunately, due to the kinds of snafus that happen in the very complicated and very real world in which activists and others of us live, she will be sharing her remarks today with us by a video she specially prepared just at the last minute for this session, because it turned out she can't be in Boston today, but she is going to make it by tomorrow morning. So there's been a few excitements, but we are really glad to have what will be her video, again, prepared for this session, geared to physicians and also to public health practitioners and researchers. And she really sends her deep regrets that she cannot be directly with us at the session, and she very much hopes, as do I, that you can join her tomorrow night when she whiz with us from 8 to 9 p.m. and ask questions and otherwise find ways to connect with her and the work that she and Honor the Earth are leading. So please know this is not a canned presentation. It is the one that she was going to be giving, and unfortunately she just won't be able to engage with us in a live Q&A now, but she will tomorrow night to honor the commitment. And as I said, for any of you who lead busy lives and are activists, you know that things sometimes happen that are not exactly according to the schedule planned. Our third speaker providing a global perspective is Dr. Verlie van der Weert, who will speak on sustainability and equity, lessons from UNDP's work supporting development efforts globally. Dr. van der Weert directs the Environment and Energy Group of the United Nations Development Program, which provides strategic direction and oversight to UNDP in the mainstreaming of environment, energy, and sustainability into its development work in 166 countries. She oversees the delivery of an extensive portfolio of projects and funds, including UNDP's Global Environment Facility and the Montreal Protocol Unit. The energy and climate change portfolio covers the full policy cycle from development to monitoring, reporting, and verification, and includes all thematic areas ranging from low-emission climate-resilient development strategies to transformative ecosystem management. Before joining UNDP in 2007, she held leadership roles within the United Nations Environmental Program for 19 years based in Africa and Europe. So what we'll just do is go from one presentation to Dr. Davis's presentation to the video to Dr. van der Weert's presentation, and then we'll have plenty of time for, I hope, what will be a very lively Q&A session. We can also jot down questions that you have for Winona LaDuke and make sure to present them to her so she can give some feedback on them either tomorrow night or possibly by the listserv, depending on whatever proves to be the most feasible. So on that note, I would like to welcome Dr. Davis. Thank you very much.